SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It's your favorite time of the morning. The good, the bad, and the dumb. And let's start with the good so we can feel good on a Throwback Thursday.
Yes, let's feel good on a Throwback Thursday. The Cavs have made a landmark appointment and hired Cowwomen's head coach, Lindsey Gottlieb, to be an assistant coach.
Yeah, I heard about this. This is a good story.
The only problem I have with landmark appointment is it seems to be like we're already forgetting about Becky Hamilton.
Becky Hammon.
See how much I forgot her?
She interviewed for a couple of jobs, and, you know, people think she's going to be the next head coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
Well,
how crazy would that be?
Yeah, she did. She got Greg Popovich got her, made her the coach of a summer league team once, and they won the championship. So she knows what she's doing.
Yep. But now we have Lindsey Gottlieb.
Yeah, Lindsey Gottlieb. Congratulations. Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, it feels good. Like, you know what? Hey, we need more of that.
Yeah, that's a good story. That's a really good story. So
feeling
that's very
good.
Cool.
The bad of the day is a promotion that went wrong. We love the U.S. Women's National Team.
Yes, we do.
There is a bar in Miami that maybe loved them a little too much.
Uh-oh.
They ran a promotion that promised free shots to all patrons for every goal they score.
Why would you do this?
Soccer, so they're probably thinking, you know what? Where everyone is there, maybe 3-4 shots apiece.
The match, they were favored by 4.5 goals.
Yep. I'm trying to let you know, man, that you maybe play the law of averages. Usually a goal game's like 3-4 nothing. Maybe they'll get to 5. I'm just going to assume that this bar is now out of alcohol.
I'm assuming that, yes.
I don't know how many people were actually in this bar. I think it's a popular place. It was a watch party location. There's a group that travels around called American Outlaws. You can follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook. They organize watch parties for U.S. soccer,
okay,
men and women. And, you know, sometimes I think they call themselves Uncle Sam's Army. They, you know, if you are a big USA fan and just don't know where to watch, follow them and you can find out where you can sit and be amongst your other fellow fans and watch. And, you know, they kind of organize when you see these big parties going on. They help get the people there.
Oh, no kidding.
So I think they helped get people there to this bar in Miami. And the owner of the bar is probably, I don't know, maybe a little high at himself, figuring, okay, these guys are just going to be, we're going to be packed. People are going to be buying drinks left and right. Probably weren't anticipating that U.S. women were going to win 13-0.
Yeah, very true.
And
very true.
The entire time.
God, that's amazing.
But sometimes promotions sound better on paper.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope you got the notoriety that you're needing, because that.
Your name got, you know what? I mean, they always say, you know, no bad publicity or free publicity.
Yeah, right.
What is it?
No publicity is bad publicity.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Or any publicity is good publicity or something like that.
We know what we're talking about.
Right, yeah.
So even if they're getting bad publicity, at least their name is in the paper.
And that's right.
You know,
that's
free
right.
advertising.
And they did well. They did well. So
I'm betting they don't do it for game 2.
That's true. All right. Yeah, they probably learned their lesson. So now we've got the dumb.
I also have a bonus one, too. So after this.
Oh, okay, great. So we got two.
Yeah, we got two because I couldn't pass up the bonus. And that one seems like fun. But I'm sticking with the bar theme here. The dumb of the day is Cleveland bars have been approved to stay open until 4 a.m. for
Cleveland bars.
Cleveland bars. Bars in Cleveland. Have been approved to stay open until 4 a.m. for MLB All-Star Weekend. I can't think of anything that could go wrong.
I can't think of anything that goes wrong. You know what? You know that saying, nothing good happens after midnight or 2 a.m.? Is there a city where they go, no, everything good happens after 2 a.m.?
I'm sure
like, does any city
Cleveland's
go,
it.
Yeah, does any city go, no, you've heard how bad it is after 2 a.m. in those other cities, but we're a different kind of city. Everything good happens
we're
here.
We're fine in
You're
Cleveland.
Fine. You're good. Don't you worry about it. Come on in. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, doesn't matter to us. You'll be great. It'll work out just fine.
I mean, I granted it is MLB. I think it would be a lot different if, you know, it was like Super Bowl or something like that. MLB, I can see that the clientele may not be as passionate as some other places. Like, you know, say if it was like a college football all-star weekend type of thing.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, the college football playoff was only going to be held in Cleveland for all the games. I can see there being a little bit more rowdiness, but still, you're going to have fans traveling to here, and it's just, I don't know. It just says, this just says bad feels written all over it.
Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. I agree with that for sure. It kind of does.
I, for one, will be excited. I mean, at least, you know, they were, we can't say this, though. Cleveland fan was, they did act civilized when they had just refrigerators full of free beer.
Yeah, that is true. So they did. Those fridges sat there and they waited patiently.
And when they got it, they didn't go crazy. I mean, they kind of went crazy after a win. They celebrated like it was a championship. But, you know, again, that's football, not baseball. So maybe they're onto something here. Maybe it'll be okay. But if you're in the Cleveland area, we're with you. We got thoughts and prayers.
Got your back on this one. That's awesome.
All right. The bonus of the day is just because every once in a while, I think this state deserves its own category. And, of course, I'm talking about Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida sometimes deserves their own category. This was a late addition because I saw a flash across one of our TVs in here. And I was like, I have to bring this up. A Florida couple used their pet alligator named Amos for a gender reveal of their 10th child.
Oh, no.
No. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. I mean, you know, everything went smoothly. The part that I'm having issues with is the pet alligator part. Obviously, if you...
I was a little nervous there for a second.
I would go ahead and just type in Florida pet alligator gender reveal. And
okay, I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to get your live reaction. Florida pet alligator gender reveal.
Yeah.
And I'm getting, all right, wait a minute. Hold on.
It's the pet alligator part that I'm having issues with.
The pet alligator, first of all, is big.
Yeah.
That's really big.
That's where I'm going with
this. This is their pet. Are you allowed to keep a pet alligator?
What would you say, at least 12 feet?
That is a gigantic reptile.
That is the part I'm having issues with.
First of all, without making any judgments, do they own like a, a preserve? We keep these as, they're pets, but we're responsible for their well-being. We're licensed by the state to take care of them.
You know, every once in a while, you know how people have like small little pet alligators?
Yeah, like, you know, Betty White in Lake Placid. Yeah. That was a crocodile.
Or a crocodile, but you can own those small ones, and then as they get bigger, usually you release them or you give them to the wildlife fund or wildlife rangers, and they take them to a place where the alligator can live in harmony. I think these people skip that step.
Yeah, I think so too.
That was that is the most Florida thing I think I've ever seen.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, I'm going to venture a guess and say it's at least 12 feet.
That is gigantic. I mean, it is gigantic. But you know what's weird? There was another story in Florida. My parents live in Florida, and I'm nervous. There was an alligator that found its way into a kitchen.
Yes!
Did you see that?
Yes!
Where it broke open a lower window and then just crawled into the kitchen. And the next morning, the guy's like, oh, get up and go get coffee. And what? And there was a big alligator in the kitchen.
Most terrifying thing, because I wake up early every morning. First thing I do when I get up is, you know, I go and get myself a cup of coffee ready. I'm not looking at the kitchen floor.
No, me either, right?
I'm stumbling. The reason why I know this is because I have young boys, and sometimes Legos are left on the floor, so it's a firewalk for myself sometimes.
Right.
You know, you hear me going through, and, you know, stepping on a Lego is not the greatest feeling in the world. I could walk right by an alligator could bite my foot off, and I would never have seen it coming.
It's un, it, it, it's scary. It's so, it's just there. It's just hanging around in the kitchen. And it, yeah. like you said, you wouldn't, the idea that it would be dark and you would go down to turn on a light and that's what you would see, or you would hear him hiss and you didn't know what it was. And you turn on a light and it's big alligators. It's, there's another video of like an alligator on its hind legs, ringing a doorbell, hitting a doorbell. Like, not ringing it like it's a person, but, you know, enough to put his hand, like, the paw on it, and it rings the doorbell. And you go to the door for that? I mean, this is, what are they, taking over? What are they doing here?
Yep. Well, I mean, this one's just a pet.
God.
This one's sold out, I guess, for
exactly.
the man.
Oh, my goodness.
I just, you know, for all of you who are curious, though, the balloon that the alligator did pop was pink. So
they're congratulations.
Their 10th child is a girl, but... My Lord, it was the pet. Get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog. God. Let the dog do it. Let the dog do it. You're fine. Oh, gosh. That is so frightening. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Throwback Thursday. It's SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Herzing. Let's Talk Wheels with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. Most of us forget about our tires until we have a flat. But tires are the only thing that connects the car to the road. No matter how good your brakes work or how fast your car takes off, you can't do either one on bad tires. Summer's here and tires have enough problems. But it's a lot worse when you add the extra heat caused by low tire pressures. Look at any freeway. You're going to see chunks of blown tires caused by overheating. Tires lose a few pounds of air every month. That's why we need to check the pressure every month. Now, you can't tell by looking if a tire's low on air. You need to use a gauge. Fill the tires to the pressure listed on the door placard or the owner's manual. Never use the numbers on the sidewall. That's the maximum pressure only. Hey, tire shops will check your tires and fix your leaks for free. So why don't you do it? This is Mike Herzing. Let's Talk Wheels are brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more tips, go to letstalkwheels.com and be sure to sign up for our new Let's Talk Wheels podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Google Play.
Every legend starts somewhere, and yours can start today at the Jeep Celebration Event. With great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup, explore the unknown in the unforgettable luxury of Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Be prepared to take your adventures even farther with up to 31 mpg highway in Jeep Cherokee. Experience the joy of open-air freedom like never before through the available panoramic dual-pane sunroof of Jeep Compass. And no matter where your travels might take you, Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the year, is built to get you there. Start building your legend today. Hurry in for a great deal at the Jeep Celebration Event. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated 4-cylinder 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.